Yes, Meve, I am ready to rock. Yes, Meve, I think I'm quite ready to rock now. Hi, watashi ha junbi ga dakitemasu. He's gonna start asking again, isn't he? Yeah, I thought so. Hi, this is Krim, and obviously the song in the background is "Are You Ready to Rock" by Miyavi from his new single "Kekkonchiki no Uta." Oh man, excuse my poor Japanese. I'm so shy to even try and attempt speaking it in front of the microphone, knowing that other people are listening and going, "You are just horrible, and you're totally butchering the language." So yeah. This is totally ghetto because I'm using my headphones as a microphone. Isn't that lovely? So, if this catches on, I'll open my playlist to any requests, or if anyone is curious about any of the bands that are listed on my playlist, which isn't really as diverse as you would think, I'd be glad to play it, and maybe you will convert and learn to love that J-rock artist. You know? Alright. So, lately, I've been listening to the Mia Visum album, and I love it. Oh my god. And the song that pones me to a whole new level is track number 9. It's Papa Mama Nozomare New Baby. Oh, I love it. Mia Visum's emotion and the lyrics, it's wonderful. It kind of makes you think, like, why does Miyavi write songs about, like, unwanted babies and test tube babies and coin locker babies? Yeah, so I think it's a really good song, and I really love, like, the total, like, rush and emotion that comes out of it. I don't know what to say. It's just such a good song, so I'm gonna play that for you right now. So here it is. Papa Mama Nozomare New Baby.
Do you see? Do you see? this. My ground lost the fake money. Miss, I got this.
I do every day. Okay, now we're gonna move on to a song by Dura Courts. Yes, I know it is another Navy oriented song, you crazy me fangirl, but I really need people's input on this. It's a song called Bio, and if you listen in the beginning, Navy is making these grunting and moaning sounds as if someone is doing something rather naughty to him. And I don't know if it's me, because I'm such a perv that this is what I'm thinking of. But, come on, it sounds very sexual. And, I don't know, what do you think? So, it has to be Miyavi's voice, because he always does the backup vocals for Sakito. And usually the only other voice you hear in the background is of a girl, and she's only, like, saying the title of the song, usually. So, it's probably Miyavi. I bet it is. No doubt about it. That sexy beast. So here is Bio by Dura Courts. Well, what do you think? Am I just a crazy fangirl? Or am I just hearing things? Or all of the above? So yeah, that was B.O. by Judah Quartz. Some people don't really like them, but I think they were a pretty good band. I mean, they had a unique visual look, which is like what I don't know. I prefer Visual K band. I'm just like so amazed by the costume designs and the makeup and the music. It was so good. I mean, and Miyavi was like so young back then too, and he was a really good guitarist, but he was developing, so, and he looked really good in dresses and PVC and leather. I mean, what's not to like about that? But Sakito, I mean, I can't say that he's an overall good vocalist because I didn't really like his rendition of Requiem. I know there were some parts that were like kind of iffy on the ears when he sang it, but that's why I guess I kind of prefer Miyavi's version of Requiem better. But anyway, I mean, they were all hot. I mean, come on, you know they were, especially Sakito and Miyavi. Oh my goodness. Anyway. Oh, and in J-Rock news, Gakuto is gonna be in the new Final Fantasy game, Final Fantasy VII. I don't know, I can't read numbers lately, but it's the Dirge of Cerberus, and he's gonna be wearing the outfit, and he's gonna be playing a character looks exactly like him, and he's gonna be wearing that costume for his tour. And he's gonna be singing a song called Redemption for it. Has anybody seen the promo for Dirge of Cerberus? Okay, God's hair was quite appalling, yet very amusing. He had cornrows at the top, and it had curls at the bottom, and not that much of a good look for him, but come on, he's been like in the business for so long, and well, he's gonna run out of hairstyles and he's gotta explore new things, so what can you do? Let's just hope that it's not a permanent or long-lasting kind of thing. So yeah, here's the song. You'll all know it once I play it, okay? I'm not gonna say the long ass song title name. I don't want to make an ass out of myself. So here it is, and enjoy.
離さないから甘い夢のような君と過ごした日々を失うことなんてないと思っていたけれど君の瞳に映っているのは僕じゃないんだね何も言えなくて届かない愛と知っているのに抑えきれずに愛し続けたもう一度この腕で抱きしめたい君をずっと離さないから少 してれながら優しく僕に触れた木漏れ日に揺れる君は人が残したぬくもりが今も胸を締め付ける。もう戻れないとそう言い聞かせて届かない愛と知っているのに抑えきれずに愛し続けた。もう一度この場所で出会えるなら二度と君を離さないから。決して忘れない声が枯れるまで君の名を叫び続けた。届かない愛と知っているのに抑えきれずに愛し続けた。もう一度この腕で抱きしめたい君を離さないから。君をずっと離さないから
So that was Gap's song. In the PV, the way his hairstyle is, that's what it looked like for his character. From the picture I saw and from a little bit of the preview, I guess. So if you're interested, I'm leaving my playlist open. I'll leave my link to it. You can request anything you want. MP3s only, sorry. I have a lot of Malice Mizer, Hide, practically the whole discography of Hide, Dual Quartz, Larkin Shell, I don't even remember. There's just so much. Miyagi, of course, Gak, Moi de Moi, some anime MP3s, mostly Sayuki. And that's just playing in the background. It's the pra-pra version of the opening theme song. It's pretty cool. If you want to sample any music and you like it when I play it, then I'll upload the MP3 for you. And if not, then... unless you're exposed to some J-Rock. So my playlist is so not updated. I'll see you all, or... actually talk to you all next time maybe. Thanks for listening. Thanks for wasting your time on me. I'm sorry. And I'm sorry for sounding so monotonous. It's late at night and I have to be quiet. My mom probably thinks that I'm talking to myself. That's okay. My throat is so dry right now. This has been Krim from LiveJournal. My name on LiveJournal is X, Lil Krim X. So, I'll talk to you all later. 자, 네.